I'm literally, I really want 100,000 subscriber plaque.
This whole thing.
Ooh, some of us are still fighting for us, boy. Oh my God, guys. I am happy to announce that we have finally hit 100,000 subscribers. Oh my God, from the bottom of my heart, I am so, so, so thankful to you guys. Like, I started this show 2 years ago just because I wanted to just release my creative flair. And just for the fact now we have 100,000 subscribers on this channel, 100,000 bad boys and bad girls. Honestly, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. I wouldn't have kept going if it wasn't for you guys tuning in every week, telling your friends about the show, supporting me, calling me, loving on me. For every single person that has sat down to speak to me, for every single person that has tuned in, for every single person that is involved in this right now, I would love to thank you. The bad boys and girls, I appreciate you to my core. But guys, we motherfucking did it. Big up you. YouTube, I need my plaque. Thank you. Purr. It's cocktails and takeaways. It's C&T, baby. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday, guys. You already know who it is. It's your girl, Madam Joyce in the Bizzle. And if you are new here, welcome. If you are an OG bad boy and bad girl, what's motherfucking happening? What's goodie? Guys, it's another week. I'm so happy to be here. We are pre-filming, so this is not going to be dropping as, you know, in real time like we do things. I am currently in the locked-in house. Yes, if you guys have been watching, thank you so much for supporting the kid. Now, bearing in mind that this is being filmed in the past for the future, I don't know what I am currently doing in the house. I'm not sure. I just pray to God that I haven't fought anybody. That's the first thing. Because everybody knows that my mouth is like, I'm a nice person. Emmanuel, I'm nice, right?
Yeah.
I would like to think I'm a nice person. But if you come for me, like, man's gonna have to show you that, you know, we're not trying to do that. So I'm just hoping that I haven't fought anyone. Also, I hope that my lashes are not on this last leg, because 2 weeks with no infill, guys, come on now. Like, that's my biggest fear. 2 weeks and my lashes have not been infilled. I'm going to wake. If you see me in that house and I've got 4 lashes on, just everybody mind their Bamba Club business. Like, just mind the business. But yeah, make sure you guys vote for me. I don't know what, guys, come on, vote for me. Hello, yes, thank you. Vote for me, guys, honestly. I don't know, I'm not really like expecting to win, but I would love, you know, to maybe get to the final, like, you know, get quite, you know, a bit further down, do you know what I mean? Like, down the road and stuff. So make sure that you guys vote for me if you haven't. It's on Fort Asylum. I'm currently there fighting for my life. I know people are gonna be showing me love and supporting me, but I can't see it because I don't have my phone. I don't have a sense of time. I don't know what's going on. But please, and if anybody's being rude to me, tell them to suck their mums as well. I'm just gonna pre-plan the fact that someone's just gonna have a little bit too much to say. And I would like to tell you, past Joyce would like to tell you for the future to suck your motherfucking mom. But hope everybody is goody. Right, let's get back to the show. Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Should we even start with Emmanuel? Emmanuel, how have you been? Talk to me.
I've been good. Obviously, just been working hard.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you wear do-rags?
Nah, I used to when I had lower hair, but now, nah, not really.
Do you do bonnets?
Nah.
Okay, because there was a conversation going around and this girl was asking, and it was actually a very good question. She was like, do you wash your bonnet, like do-rag?
I mean, when I had a do-rag, I used to wash it, but...
Don't lie, Emmanuel. Did you wash your do-rag?
I did, but like every...
Emmanuel, don't lie.
I had multiple do-rags in it, so they were on rotation.
Did you wash your do-rag?
Yeah, I did.
It's the is the dishonesty for me. Sorry, I have only just realized, and I'm sorry, this is. I'm not gonna confess to this. Guys, I don't watch them too tough, you know. Like
nah, do you know what? One time, like, I didn't used to, but then I woke up and then like the line on my head had spots.
Oh no.
From the do-rag, and then I was like, yeah, I need to wash them now.
I don't wash them. Like, I just wear it because it's only to sleep. Is it not to sleep? I had to wear around the house. Like, there has been occasions where I have washed it. Like, if there's like stew on it or, you know, other substances you have to throw in the wash, you know, what can you do? But for the most part, I didn't know that washing bonnets was a thing. But then again, that's why some people's bonnets smell like stew. What do you think about guys wearing bonnets, Emmanuel?
I mean, it makes sense. Guys are painting their nails now, innit? So we're in different times. But like,
fair play.
If that's you, that's you, innit?
That's a fair play. But I'm gonna, because you are right. I am gonna start. I think I should start washing my bonnet. The way I'm stuttering is so hard because I'm actually embarrassed. I'm very embarrassed at this. Like, you know, there's certain things that you don't think, like, oh yeah, you just chuck it on, you just tie it, wear it, like. But it's true, like, you sweat in it, like. Your hair, the head, like the wig and everything is musty. Like, do you know what? I'm going to confess that I am one of the people that don't wash their bonnets and I'm going to change. I promise you, I am going to change. But I have a question that I saw on Twitter that I want to bring to the conversation. So there was a tweet that I saw and it was like, having a roster is literally not in me. People think because you are attractive, you're talking to hella people. Who got time and patience for that? And I'm very much that tweet. I usually date one at a time. Like, I usually put my eggs all in one basket and I'm hyper focused on the one person. But I feel like I need to change myself. I feel like I would love to have the capability of dating multiple people at once. Maybe because I've got ADHD, but I don't think I've ever, like, in history of my dating life, been in a situation where I've only dated where I've dated like two people at a time, three people at a time. I usually date one person at a time. Then when everybody else is texting me, I'm like, go to hell, the love of my life is like here now. And then that doesn't work out. And then I'm just like, okay, in the bin, the next one. But I want to be somebody that can literally have different options. Because you know what I realized? You know what my last situation taught me, right? Emmanuel knows about the last situation. So I was actually, I'm not giving him camera time, guys. Come on. I'm not giving him camera time. But what the last person I dated, what he taught me was that I think men approach dating a lot more blasé than women. Like, in terms, like, when I'm dating intentionally. Like, I'm dating knowing that I want you to be my babes, like, or I'm looking at you and you're looking sexy and I like you, like, I'm trying to be serious with someone. Again, these are for the babes who are serious. If you're just looking for a play, that's a different, please, like, don't be in my comments, like, not every woman's like that. This story is not for you, okay? For the women who are looking for serious things, we tend to date like, don't waste my time. That's how women date, like, don't waste my time. Guys date like, let's see how it goes, you know, going with the flow. Even if they are, or they have told you that, you know, they're looking for something serious, or they're ready to date, or they're ready to be in a relationship, they tend to date a lot more like chill, like cool and collected. Like, they're not gonna be like blowing up your phone. They might like text you, like at the beginning, they might text you like a couple times a day, or they might call you once or twice a day. But me, it's like from the jump, I need to be on the phone with you for 8 hours, period. I need to be on the phone with you for 8 hours. I need to see what you're doing, how you're doing, I'm so like hyper-focused. And I think for women, it's important to multiple date, because when, I don't feel like it's fair to put that high expectation on a man at the beginning, to be like, you have to call me, da da da, I have to see you all the time, da 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 da, because it's like, they don't know you. They're still trying to get to know you. They're still trying to figure you out. Like, they like you, but they like money a bit more, or like, they might also be talking to other people. So I'm trying not to be so expectant of guys early at the beginning. So now it's like, okay, if he's busy or if he's not giving me attention, at least I have two or three other daddies to be talking to. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to change. But Emmanuel, I need a man's perspective right now. Are you somebody that dates at a time, or do you like to have a roster?
I think a roster.
How many are we talking here?
It just depends how much, like, because it's time consuming. It's not like it's
a
actually,
roster is time consuming.
It's very time consuming to be juggling that, getting money, meeting friends, seeing family, doing hobbies. It all of that. So it just depends how much time you have on your hands.
But so what's a good time for you?
I would say I wouldn't have more than three on my roster at the same time.
Okay, so when we're talking about roster, because obviously you're clearly a veteran in this thing, innit? When we're talking about roster, is it like they all have equal attention, or are you giving it one more than the other, or how does it work for us that doesn't know?
Well, it depends on the girl's personality. Obviously, some of them want, like, it depends on their love language as well. Some of them prefer quality time more. Some of them gift giving. So it just depends on what their needs are. If they're different needs, it's easier to like keep all of them going at the same time. If the needs are the same and they're all at quality time, it's a bit harder because they all want to see you. So I would say it's about finding that balance and knowing, cool, this is what she wants, this is what I want, it matches, so I'll see her more than this girl because
Tia
it's kind of harder.
Tia looks shocked. So your roster is dependent on the needs of the individual woman. So let's just say you have one woman who she wants to call you all the time, she wants to speak, she wants to see you, and then you have one that's a bit more nonchalant and a bit chilled and laid back. Do you like them the same, but you're just attaining to each need?
I wouldn't say I like them the same. I would say it just depends on what vibes they give. Sometimes the one that wants the quality time, you're like, I can't be bothered to put this much energy into the conversation today. Let me go attend to the one that's low maintenance, so like that is more chill.
So it's also dependent on how you're feeling. So it's like, this girl today, the energy is just, I know that when I talk to girl A, I'm going to have to do a lot and I can't be bothered. So let me go to girl B, who's a bit more laid back and chill and relaxing, and see what's good.
Yeah, but at the same time, obviously you have to consider their feelings as well.
Okay, so what if the girl tells you, yo, like, I'm looking for something serious, like, but you like her, but you're like, okay, I'm looking for something serious. In the long run, I would like commitment.
You just gotta be honest and be open and be like, okay, I hear what you're saying, I'm feeling like this, or if you're not quite there, I'm not quite there yet, but I still wanna get to know you. This and that. But with that, you just need to make things clear, because then you don't want to say an open statement and then she's thinking, okay, yeah, he's going to be my potential husband, even though he said this. So as long as the communication's there, it's all good.
And one final question, yeah. Do most men have rosters, or do they not?
When dating, it's very unlikely that a guy's only speaking to one person in the early stages, I would say. Maybe
what's
later
early?
On.
What's early to you? We need a time frame.
3 months?
Hey! You're telling me, every guy that I've spoken to dating in the first 3 months has been bouncing backwards and forwards with me. Maybe. Blood of Jesus. Women, you've heard it today. You've heard it today, because that has me shocked, guys. From today, ladies, let's circulate right now. Let's all circulate right now and be honest with ourselves and say, moving forward, we are going to try our hardest to date in a roster. We are not going to be doing hyper-focus on one fool, one idiot that is going to go to his chill babe and be bouncing you like ping pong backwards and forwards for the first 3 months. Bamba club. I don't want. And guys, with that being said, I know you are shooketh and so am I, but speaking of relationships, let's move on to some dilemmas. we are moving on to dilemmas. I'm very excited and I hope that you guys loved dilemmas last week because I really did enjoy. So we're going to go and do dilemmas this weekend. Girl, can I just say, the streets is hard. The relationship dating recently has been really, really, really trash. Like, I feel like the caliber of people that are currently single at the moment are just in the dungeon of life. Like, it's terrible. But you know what? We're here, we're doing dilemmas, and I'm gonna help you, help me, help you, help me, help God. So let's do dilemma number one. I'm dating my friend's toxic ex. Hey Joyce, I need a bit of advice. 2 months ago, I started dating this guy. Like, dates every week for 2 months thus far. Okay, bro. Everything is going really well, and we are such a vibe together. Recently, I was joking around with him and went on his Facebook to find old pics of him to banter him about. Yeah, totally. You wasn't just stalking him, but it's okay. When I was going through the pics, I saw a picture of him with my friend. He sheepishly told me it was his ex and went to delete the pic. I then realized this was her ex that put her through hell when we were at uni. She just called him by his nickname, not the name he introduced me as. We went to different uni, so I never saw him. So I didn't clock when we first started dating. Part of me wants to stay because I've never vibed with a man like this before. But the other part of me wants to dip because he was so toxic as fuck. He seems like he's changed, but also some things are unforgivable and it makes me sick. And I don't want to seem judgmental because I like him a lot. What should I do? Ah, it's hard. Okay, so first of all, I just want you to know that, you know, you haven't done anything wrong. Like, you didn't know that that was your friend's ex. So don't feel bad. It's when you know, that that's your friend's ex and you still go, dear, that's when you're wicked and bad in most circumstances. There's some circumstances where it's not. But what I would say, it really depends on the level of friendship. I always say it depends on, like girls are very cool to be throwing around the friend name. Do you know what I mean? Like friend. It's cool and we love that. Like, we're all friends, we're all girls, we all love each other. But the level is dependent on the level of friendship. Is it that she's your uni friend, that she was in the same course as you and you were hanging out and it's like, oh yeah, you know, tequila, woo. And then after uni, you haven't spoke again, but you still have each other on Facebook? Or is that your sister, wife, girl, bumba, clark, die? Because honestly, if it's a thing where you are friends in uni and you are just uni friends and you just partied here and there together and now like 4 or 5 years down the line or however long you were in uni for, however you've left uni, you're now seeing this guy. I don't think it's wrong for him, for you to continue dating him. Like, are you friends enough where you can call the girl and be like, yo, sister, this is what's going on. This is the tea. If you're not friends like that, continue. For me, you're having a good time, you're having fun. And also, again, you haven't told me your age, you haven't told me where you are in life, but I feel like uni is the time where people are silly and they do dumb shit and they do fuckboy shit. And maybe he's evolved from that. Maybe he's gotten older, maybe he's grown up, maybe he's matured. So the way he treated her, unfortunately, sorry, she got the bad end of the stick, is not going to be the same way that he treats you. What I will say, though, is shine your eye. Don't fall too hard. You've been dating for 2 months. All he's done is take you on dates. Okay, thank you very much. Like, but still shine your eye. Just because someone is taking you out to eat doesn't mean that is the basis of falling in love with them. Okay? It's very annoying. And I see it a lot that women, and I've been through this as well. We've been through really shit relationships and tough situations, then someone comes and does the bare minimum and we're like, oh my god, like, wow, like, oh my god, I love him because he took me out for dates a couple of times. Like, that is not the basis of you making a decision to be in with someone. So you're having fun at the moment, it's been 2 months, you've been eating very well, yes, continue eating, cool, but also look out for the more important things that make a partner as well. Not just be eating food and be going on dates and be vibing. It's not someone that makes you laugh, that because they are funny you should make them your boyfriend and take them seriously, or because they can spend small change that you should make them your boyfriend. There are other things that we need to, that you need to look at. So don't jump the gun too hard is what I'm saying. But yeah, best of luck to you, sister, and enjoy your food. Kisses. So let's move on to dilemma number two, chicken and stew. Joyce, please, I need help. I small fancy my bestie and he has all the attributes of a good man. I small get jealous when he has a girlfriend. However, he is really creative, which is cute, but not very money motivated. God, but not very money motivated, which is the only reason why I haven't told him I like him yet. I have known him from secondary, and as we have got older, I've seen him mature and grow into himself, and it's sexy. It has been one glow up. I know he feels the same because he'll always tell me how beautiful I am when I am and tells me how the boys I check don't deserve me. The chemistry is really there. But I need a man that's on his money for me to live with, not a struggling creative. All I need is for him to get his money up and it will be lit. Do I tell him or will that make me look shallow and crush any chances of us being a thing? Listen, When I first read the first half of this, I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, being with your best friend, like, you might ruin the relationship and things like that. And you don't want to ruin, like, a good relationship. But at the same time, it could blossom into something beautiful. Then you told me he doesn't have any money. Sister, leave that boy alone. It's capuch. He doesn't have any money. Guys, what? Seriously. What would possess you as a woman to see somebody that is not stable and still be emailing in to be asking question? Like, I don't understand. But I like him, but he doesn't have any money. And let me be honest, right? Because I know there's a lot of conversations are happening backwards and forwards about, you know, women being gold diggers and all these financial issues. But I think it's very important for a man to feel like a man, like in a relationship. And for me, a way a man feels like a man is by providing, is by looking after his own, by looking after his women. And you need money to look after your woman. Like, it's A plus B equals C. He should use, rather than him and you going through a power struggle because he's not at a place where he can look after you or treat you the way that you deserve, he should use the money and invest it into whatever the fuck he's doing. If he wants to be a creative, rather than using the money on dates, go and use it for an art book. Go and use it for music utensils or whatever the fuck creative you're doing. But for me, I cannot fathom a guy who is not where he's supposed to be in life and he's trying to be adding an additional person into his life to look after and maintain and whatever. I'm traditional in my roles. If you guys are like, oh yeah, he doesn't need to look after me 50-50, that's your fucking business. That's not my cup of tea. But if that's your cup of tea, drink it. Do you know what I mean? But for me, in a traditional sense, if a man comes into my life, he needs to add to me, he needs to add value to me. I'm tired of being in relationships where it is sucking the soul out of my life and I get nothing in return. Like, it's exhausting because women are the emotional ones. Women are the ones that constantly are pouring out into the relationship. Even women these days are the ones who are financially pouring out into men. Like, I told you, I am a sugar mommy. I will spoil my man. I will love on my man. I will give him everything that I want. But if your man is not in a place where he can reciprocate that energy, leave it alone, mate. Let him grow. Let him find himself. And again, you don't want to lose your best friend. I think wait it out. I don't want you to be that babe where you're going to wait to see what happens, because being a creative is hard. There are a lot of people that unfortunately don't get to live out and fulfill their dreams, right? They end up in a 9-to-5 job and they might have not gone through the creative avenue, but at least they're stable. They have stable income coming in. They know what to expect. They've got a mortgage. They've got a pension. They're good. Okay, cool. If that is his story, you need to wait for it to be his story. Or the creative it could bank. And then, yeah, like, everybody's happy. He's doing what he loves. He now has the capacity to be with a woman and look after her and make them happy. But I promise you, if you decide to go into this situation how it is now, it is not going to work out, because you have already mentioned and you've already said that the financial thing is a problem to you. So you waiting it out and hoping it changes is a very stupid thing to do. Take him for who he is now and just be his friend and continue watching him grow and blossom. And in 2, 3, 5, 10 years time, if that evolves, great. you waited and now, but it's going to be a strain you having relationship expectations and he's not being able to fulfill it because he's trying to fulfill his dreams. You're not happy. Not only have you lost a relationship, you've also lost a friend. So please just give it away, mate. Big up you. Right, we've got time for one more dilemma before our guest, which I'm very excited about. So let's move on to dilemma number three. Me and my best friend have just gone off to uni and she has made some wild friends. I mean wild and scatty. I proper can't stand them. Honestly, it's like they share one brain cell between all four of them. We go to different unis, so it's okay most times. But every time there's a party in our city, she'll ask me to come up. Now, I love going out with her, but I'd rather go out with someone else if she's with them girls because I can't stand their thirsty dumb asses. I know I can't ask her to cut her off her new friends, but how do I tell her I can't stand them? Or do I go and meet my other friends that go to the same uni for the parties and just check up on her one-on-one? There is nothing worse than going out with girls that just don't know how to act. Like, I always say, when I step into the scene, yeah, cool. Like, I'm not a bougie babe. I like sexy, fun girls. There needs to be a balance. If you're going to go out, there needs to be a balance between fun, playful and naughty and bougie. Like, I'm very much in between. Like, when I go out with my girls, we will dance, we will boogie down, but we'll be looking sexy doing it, okay? We're not gonna be sweating out our wigs. We're not gonna be thirsting for a man in the club. We're not gonna be doing too much, but we will be having a fun, sexy, cool time. Like, those are the type of girls I love to go out with. So sister, I agree with you. Like, if you're in the club, like what is scatty to me? Sorry. If you're in the club and you've removed your heels and you're barefoot on the floor, I can't go out with you. If you are in the club and you're begging man to buy you drink, and I'm not saying like the guy's approached you and he's like, yo, what are you saying? As in like you're thirsting for man to buy you drink, we can't go to the club together. If we're in the club and there's a circle around you and you're doing all of this and you're popping and locking and everyone's like, hey, hey, we can't go to the club together. If we're in the club and you're fighting, we can't go to the club together. If you're in the club and you're lipsing next man, you've just met him, you don't even know if he has hepatitis, you don't even know if he's got crazy mouth cow disease, and you're lipsing him in the club, we can't go to the club together. On the flip side, if you're being stush, like if someone's talking to you and you're trying to do this fake bougie shit where you're not being nice or you're not being friendly, you're not dancing, you've got your drink and you're just like, we can't go to the club together. We can't go to the club together. If we're in the club and you're just acting like you're too good for everybody in the room, we can't go to the club together. Sister, I hear you. But I feel like in a situation where your friend calls you to her city, maybe it's time for sister girl to start coming to your city and hanging out with your fun, sexy, cool friends. Because that kind of shit irritates me too. Call your best friend and tell her, listen, babe, come to my city, come and hang out with my friends, see what's good. If you know you really, really cannot stand her friends, you just don't need to be around them. Or when you're going to see her, maybe it's not partying you should be going to. Go to dinner, go to lounge, go anywhere else. But you also need to watch your friend as well. I guess she's your best friend. But if that's the type of bush babes that she's going to collect and say that's her gang, maybe in the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, you guys might actually outgrow each other and evolve to different people. And that's okay. I feel like there were so many people that I knew from like secondary school, college, that when we went to uni, we just became so different. We started hanging out with different people. We wanted different needs, we wanted different things. And it's painful, yes, but honestly, it's so much life. Like that's what life does. So maybe be prepared to be like, maybe you're not going to be as close as you were when you were living in the same city, but at the same time, the love is still there and you guys can catch up every now and again. But I hope that helps all. Anyways, that was the end of dilemmas. I have a very, very special guest today. So we are going to move to the lounge and we are going to introduce our guest. Grab a drink. Let's go. CNT, baby. Right, guys, so I began my YouTube channel because I absolutely love conversation. I love speaking to new people and hearing stories and just evoking emotions through conversations. And from the start, I really feel like YouTube has allowed me to do this and has allowed me to create a career for myself through the growth of Cocktails and Takeaways. I am going to be in locked in, but I think when this comes out, we should be on our first 100,000 subscribers, which I am so honored, and I'm so like overwhelmed the fact that we started this 2 years ago, and to be honest, just now being able to have 100,000 subscribers is an incredible experience. So I want to say, first of all, thank you so much to the bad boys and girls, and also thank you to YouTube. I feel like YouTube is the only platform that really allows value with long form content. So for me, it's always been the priority of the show to give you guys a good show week by week, as long as possible. And it means that we don't have to sacrifice important conversations with our guests, and that every week my YouTube community, you guys at home and the bad boys and girls, can sit back, you can relax, and you can enjoy some really, really exciting chats. And I just kind of love being able to use Premiere and listen to you guys when you're in the chats and what you have to say, which has been absolutely amazing to connect with you guys and to know what you want to see in the show so we can tweak it and change it and upgrade it and downgrade it and just have some fun with it. So one of the most surreal experiences that I had this year, as well as hitting 100,000 subscribers, is of course my live show. To be able to see something that started on the internet come to life and see you guys in the flesh. Guys, we sold out Indigo O2. Like, that's some big girl shit. And I wouldn't be able to do that without having my YouTube community to start. So you guys are amazing, and I really, really appreciate you. I've been lucky enough to work with the YouTube team, from being part of the YouTube Black Voices 2023 to running a workshop in Nairobi, and even just last week we hosted over 300 creators for Black History Month. So just to be able to not only use the platform but to have the team support and love on me has been amazing. So with that being said, happy 100k motherfucking subscribers, and thank you to YouTube for sponsoring this week's episode. Okay, guys, we are back and we are sitting in the VIP lounge, and it's only right. Why are you giggling already?
LA lounge.
LA lounge. It's giving LA lounge. I said VIP lounge. Please don't associate my site with that bush place. Oh my God. First of all, I would love to introduce the most phenomenal human being. She has kept us glued onto our TV screens all summer and continues to serve us a love story that we cannot get enough of. Honestly, we want the tea, we want the biscuits, and we want the cream on top. Guys, and on top of that, she's really come with a 26-inch bust down. It's giving long and Rapunzel. Guys, I would love to welcome Whitney. Woo! First of all, how are you? Talk to me. First of all, you're looking fire. This is a color. This is a color.
Quick one. I feel like everyone goes red in like,
The autumn, winter. Do you know what? I want to play with more colors. Like, I was saying to my hairstylist, I was like, it's not everyday black. I have a stylist called, you are fucking nosy as fuck. No, I was going to say it. She's block it out, but his. She's in North London, East. I really struggle to find people to do my hair because you guys have already heard about the.
The riffraffs.
Mm-hmm. You know, even my sister recently, it was her birthday, and the hairstylist completely flopped her on the day of her birth.
Like, hairstylist, I got flopped on my birthday once.
Talk to me, what happened?
Literally flopped me.
Just disappeared.
Like, just like that.
It's like, if you don't have the passion for it, why are we even having it?
The money's sweet.
But not at my expense. No. Like, why must I be giving
you a refund? But it's still the inconvenience. You can't even pay for that.
We can't pay for that. Like, okay, cool. Like, we get the refund, but did we get the look that we were supposed to serve? We didn't get the look that we were supposed to serve.
In it, that's the day you already paid double.
But talk to me, sister. How are you? How has your week been? What's been going on with you?
It's been a good week. I was in LA.
Fabulous with White Fox.
Yeah.
So how was that?
It was an amazing trip. They're such a good brand. Like, they flew everyone out. It was a quick 4 days, but I was with Lachlan. It was good.
Is that you guys' first trip together?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. It was just like, we're always together anyways, so it's like, it doesn't differentiate apart from the weather and the vibes.
You know, traveling is always different with your partner. I've never had a vacation, unfortunately, because everybody wants me to die alone. But LA with your partner, sun,
yeah,
naughty is giving.
It gave.
How was it used to being in that space together?
What, in LA?
Yeah, so
it was good. Like, I don't think you can be sad in LA. How can you be sad in LA?
It's true, you know.
It was 4 days. I feel like maybe if we were there for 2 weeks and longer, it would like be different. But it was literally a blink and we're back in the UK.
And there was a specific look that I saw you wear. You wore one Hoochie Mama outfit. Was it the DeMonte? Is that a jumpsuit?
The diamond one that Megan wore. Yeah.
Hoochie Mama. I said, what? I feel like recently, babe, I've been dressing like I'm American. In LA, I'm American.
Oh my God, look at the drip. It's giving.
It's giving.
It's giving.
Ooh, you know I'm sexy. Don't call, just text. It's giving. ITG. I am airing it. I'm really trying to be an Insta baddie. Hard.
No, but it's giving.
I'm really trying. Can we tell the story of how we first met?
Babe.
Okay, guys. So.
Babe. She came looking for her ex in Hertfordshire. I was in university. I met her. I literally met her like 5 years ago. She was in my dorm room looking for her ex. What's your version? Yes or no?
I hate this stuff. I hate how you told this.
I'm going to send you the pictures that we took today so you can put it in.
I hate how you told that story.
Oh, what's your version? Go on.
My
dumb
version.
Dumb it down. Go on.
I'm going to dumb it all. You all ain't right, going to do me like that. Let's go. Basically, it was.
You know when it starts with basically? Like,
yeah. I'm just marinating the lie, sprinkling the lie. Basically, 5 years ago, I was.
That's the summary. I told you guys.
It was Valentine's, right?
Yeah, an event.
So. My friend invited me to do a Galentine's because obviously I was single, I was just heartbroken.
So what a coincidence, you found yourself in your ex's university.
I hate this for me. I actually hate this for me.
Yeah.
And I actually
was you not waiting for him outside?
Was I not standing outside talking to
someone? Yeah, literally, was he not? Was he not? Because I remember that.
I'm so humiliated.
Yeah.
What was I doing? Do you know what? I actually forgot that I was very intentional of having my galentines.
You didn't smile that night.
At my ex's uni. I was so heartbroken.
You were...
Mm-mm. I was on Valentine's Day. I was alone.
You were sad that night.
I was very, very sad. But it's funny because 5 years later,
I think they had a baby. You know. How do you know?
Honestly, no. Me and him were very good friends. So I've spoken about him on my show before. Yeah. He's basically like my first ever love. Lost my virginity to him, everything. So when we broke up, I was down bad. Clearly, traveling to Hertfordshire. Down bad. But can I just say, 5 years later, you are in an amazing relationship. You're in love.
Yeah.
My ass is still single. I'm still,
Well, literally no one.
Girl, I recently was dating somebody, but I kind of realized that I wanted commitment. Like, not...
What kind of dating was he doing?
He was doing going with the flow.
Oh.
Like, I wanted something a bit more intentional. And it was like, you know what? I really like you. You're really yummy. You're really sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would like this to lead to, you know, exclusivity at least.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, I just came out of a relationship. Going with the flow. I can't go with the flow with you. I'm not a river.
But why would you even talk to him? Do you not ask that question, like, first meetings?
Yeah, I did ask at the first meeting. But obviously, you know me. I was wearing my Delulu hat for a bit.
Oh, you thought you could change him or you thought that you want to go with the flow?
I thought maybe I wanted to go with the flow and I can also change him whilst going with the flow. Yeah. I was wearing my delusional hat for a bit, but then I decided, you know what? I need to stand up because I'm actually catching feelings for this boy.
Yeah.
So I just had to let it go. And I called him and I was like, do you know what? I can't calm my faints.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot calm a faint. So we're talking about my side of the river. How is your side of the river? You're in love. You're happy.
Yeah, calm waters. It's good. You're, I always say that when the people ask me, I'm like, it's good.
Are you a relationship girl generally, even before him?
No. I wouldn't say I'm not a relationship girl. I would say I'm good in a relationship.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I've been single for like 4 years before that.
4 years? Yeah. Talk to me the type of guys that you used to date before lock-in.
It's my drink.
She said,
Guys.
Like who?
Who?
Like, what type of guys? Everybody has a type.
Just the classic, like, you know.
Bad boys.
Yeah.
You give me bad boy type. Give me bad boy type. I mean, because I'm bad boy type too. But look at me, still single. You've changed your type. I need to change my type. Mm-hmm. So what's, like, when you compare the relationships that you've had before mm-hmm. to the relationship you have now, what makes this one so special?
I would just say it's peaceful. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's like a constant peaceful. Like, you don't really argue that much. It's very easygoing, supportive. Like, everything you'd want that guy to do that he didn't, I kind of like got it.
Honestly, it's beautiful. I saw a video of you guys at a red carpet, and the way you guys looked at each other, I said, God, when Father, Lord, Holy Spirit, when is it gonna be my friend? Because that was the prayer. That was the prayer.
Go
for the good guys.
Yeah.
But you know what? How do you distinguish a genuinely good guy to a bad guy that is dressed in goodness?
Oh, it's easy.
Teach us.
The one that you don't like, pick him.
There are so many.
I bet he's there. We're just waiting for you to turn around.
Okay. public disclaimer, if I have ever rejected you, come back. I'm sorry. Let's go again. Mm-hmm. Let's go, because it's actually true. A lot of guys, they always say the good guys carry last, because it's like
they do carry last.
We, for some reason, us girls, we always go for the ones that are just they're just too naughty. Mm-hmm. We just go for the guys.
But you're gonna suffer.
We were gonna struggle and suffer.
It's not with worth them. It. But if you want peace, just choose the good guy.
Do you know what? I think I'm ready. So maybe I need to stop finding guys in
change your
in
type.
Club.
It's like a science experiment. It's like, if the recipe's not working, what do you do?
Change the formula. You're giving. You have to change the formula. It's true.
Yeah, change the formula.
I feel like I do go for the same, and also go to the same, like, places.
Now that's embarrassing.
Why am I trying to
not
find love?
Not them knowing each other.
Why am I trying to find love in Hyatt? Why am I trying to find love in LA Lounge?
I've never been.
No, when I come up from locked in,
I'm not going Hyatt.
She's clearly all better than us.
No, I've heard about it.
What did you hear?
That no one even gets in.
Girl, you're Whitney, the fuck? Oh. We're not, please, I'm a get in. Excuse me. Yeah, first of all, you need to be going out with the people that, I was gonna say the big ballers, but you're in a relationship.
You can be friends with people.
Yeah, you need to be friends with the big ballers, that the bottle poppers, the ones that will buy a table. Then you need to be Whitney. The fuck you get in? Girl, come
we'll
on.
See about that.
When I come back from
when do you think you're gonna come back?
From locked in.
Yeah. Do you think you're gonna make it?
Do you know what? I need advice. Let's talk about this. Cause guys, I'm currently gonna be in locked in.
Yeah.
You were in Love Island for 2 months. But living with people that you don't know, mm-hmm. having yourself filmed for hours on end, what advice could you give me, who is only going for 2 weeks?
What, to make it to the end?
No, not even make it to the end, to just survive that. Because you're quite a homebody, right?
Yeah, I'm homebody.
You're very chill, you're very to yourself. Mm-hmm. You and your sister are like this.
Yeah.
Like, so everything is quite close-knit and close to you.
Yeah,
with. Having that experience where you then go to a place where you don't know the people, you on top of that, you're even half naked, you have to show your body. Like, what advice could you give to someone like me who's gonna experience even like 5% of that?
Remain yourself,
yeah,
be confident, and don't change for nobody.
That's it. And speaking of Love Island, how did you know that you were, like, what's the process? How did you know that you were gonna even be on the show? Like, why did you even decide to even go on Love Island? I need to know. Give me the backstory.
Baddie, like, come on. It was kind of like they DM'd me, and when they DM'd me, like, it was like a year later, I responded. Like, I'm thinking, what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. what am I doing in Love Island? Like,
so someone actually scouted you?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, someone scouted me. But I was just thinking, well, why would a girl like me go on Love Island? Because, like, they ain't had girls like me on Love Island.
Yeah.
So it was a, But then a year later, obviously life's good. I'm just doing my normal hair business, doing my thing. And then I was just like, do you know what? Like, why not? So I responded, sent them in like your video application. Mm-hmm. And then they called me 4 days later. And then within like 3 weeks, I was flued out.
Can I just say, do you know why you were so important? I feel like this is the first season that the London girlies, like the proper UK girlies, got their representation. Mm. I'm going to say, and this is speaking for me, there have been black women on the show, yeah. but I found them to be quite palatable. Mm-hmm. They're either like they're Irish they or they're from up north. Mm-hmm. We, for the first time, had a girl that was from ends. Do you know what I mean?
From the ends.
Sassy, bougie, naughty, come in and represent. I would have never given you that. Just to come in and represent for us, it was absolutely incredible for me to see that and to be involved. And it's like, yes, because sometimes I'm thinking, like us London girls, who have a bit of edge and a bit of sass, mm-hmm. like we're here, you know, but are we too big?
That's what I always feel about the black girls who got on Love Island. It's just like, I know you're a black girl, but you're kind of like diluted right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we need it.
You're not acting in your blackness.
You're not acting in your blackness. You're giving us mainstream.
Yeah.
And you didn't give us mainstream. You gave us It's giving bad bitch. But the Love Island experience as a whole, was you expecting it to be what it was?
I kind of went in there with no expectations.
Okay.
I went in with 400 followers on Instagram, but I'm not going to lie, I was doing well before. I'm fine. So it was just like, I can only gain from this experience anyways. Even if they cast me, I've got 400 followers, like, I'll deactivate, easy. Yeah. Like, it's like...
And when you told your mommy I was going on Love Island, what was her response?
She was packaging my bags for me.
Can I just say, your mom is a bad bee. Wow. When she came on to Love Island, when the parents were coming,
yeah.
I saw your mom came in a 30-inch bust down. I said, mommy! I'm going to put the picture somewhere. She came in a 30-inch bust down, tight dress.
34-inch.
34 is, I am so sorry. Whitney, she came in the 34-inch bust down. I said, excuse me. Honestly, I remember tweeting. I said, when I'm her age, this is how I want to look.
Yeah.
And this is, and just seeing you, your sister, I said, everyone is giving, so is it mommy that is teaching the girls?
Mom's like original baddie.
Do you know what? Yeah, she's big up the OG baddies, you know.
Yeah.
Big up the OG baddies that have passed it on to a new generation.
Amen to that.
I love that. So it's Love Island, you're out now. You have a nice, yummy boy. Mm-hmm. What's the best thing to happen to you since coming out of the villa?
The best thing to happen to me, I'll probably say the interactions I get on the day to day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's hard to stay down when you see people and they just like boost you up every time. So it's definitely the impact.
So are we talking about like the supporters, the fans?
Random people. Like, I don't even be calling people fans. I'm not celeb like that.
Yeah, supporters, people like that.
Yeah, like, yeah, them. It's just like a nice, I have people send me prayers. People like, do you know what I mean? They're That's just so really lovely. Nice people. So I feel like it's them, it's the impact.
So obviously, so many people have watched the show and they're absolutely in love with you. A-listers, Z-listers, regular people. Who is the person that has told you that I watched you on Love Island and I loved you and you were shocked, a little bit like starstruck?
I feel like it's probably like Kalani following me.
Oh God, I love Kalani.
I was like, oh, okay.
I love Kalani. I was like, yay. The American girlies do be watching Love Island though.
Yeah, I was like, okay, love that.
Obviously, you have the darts challenge, the Davido darts challenge as well.
Oh yeah, Davido. He's immaculate, that man. No.
He's not put you as the reference in the
babe. He's not DC'd me. And they do that on TikTok.
They haven't DC'd.
He didn't DC
Davido.
Me.
Davido.
And I see him everywhere, just
shaking with the dance. Davido, you didn't DC our sister Whitney for the dance. You didn't DC our sister for the dance.
I was literally like, I love you.
I love David.
I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
Bondage. I had everyone Vela doing that dance.
Honestly, I'm obsessed with David.
I love him.
Generally, we had Darko on last week. We're just talking about Afrobeats as a whole. But Davido is someone. Oh, do we say Davido? Davido? How do people say
it? I say Davido, but that's probably like the English in me. I'm sure it's
really
Davido.
I'm Bush, so I'm gonna say Davido.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Davido. So let's talk about love. Let's talk about relationships. So you have an amazing boyfriend. What are your favorite things about him?
Probably how supportive he is, mm-hmm. how kind he is, how genuine he is, and reassuring. He's probably just like, you know, everything.
Package into one.
Yeah.
Obviously, we always see you cooking together. Can he really whip it up?
No, he can cook.
He could cook.
Yeah.
What is your favorite meals that he cooks for you?
Breakfast, like toasties.
Just toasties.
And egg and... You know, some recipes you don't know.
I'm such a hater.
I said call it egg. He probably calls it something different.
Filet mignon, egg.
Egg is egg.
I love that. Do you know what? I've never had a guy cook for me before.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
But you were before him? No, same.
What?
Yeah, the streets are cold.
The streets. I was literally saying this mm-hmm. with my team. I'm like, what's left of the boys is terrible.
As in, it's
very,
terrible.
It's very, very bad.
It's sad.
Before, I want to get back to like, dating Whitney, because I'm just loving, because now that you are in a solid relationship, yeah. we can learn from lessons for you. What was your dating life before you met Lockhart?
I was on my city girl shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was good. I'm mm-hmm. not gonna lie, it was good. Like, double dates, singular dates, just like uptown lifestyle.
Were you somebody who multiple dated or
no? Never been a multiple dater.
Do you know what we were talking about this earlier? And I really feel like I want to be someone that dates multiple people at once, but I don't have the brain capacity.
One time I got caught, like, don't do it.
Wait, what happened?
One time I even said this in my Love Island interview. Literally, like one time, I went on a date with a guy, mm-hmm. and then long story short, he took me to a casino. You know, casino we go afterwards.
Is it Hippodrome?
What, the one in
Piccadilly Circus?
No, not that one.
Okay,
the one
cool, I'll
in,
be quiet.
The one in Westfield.
Okay, yeah, one, Stratford, yeah.
Yeah, the Stratford one.
Okay, fabulous.
Yeah, and then it was lit, good time. And then the day after, I went on another date. And obviously, I end up in the casino again. Mm-hmm. And then I see him there with his friends looking at me. And he texts me, you look good. I'm like... I'm thinking, he's looking at me, I'm thinking, but why are you gambling twice? Who's really got the problem?
It's giving addiction.
Like, do you know what I mean? Let's talk about you.
Let's talk about your problems. So was he cool with it or did you continue talking or did he have an issue with it?
I stopped both of them off. I was thinking,
nah, this is too much.
For you guys.
Do you know what? That would be my worst nightmare.
Worst.
And not the, come on sister, the same venue as well.
It was the...
The babe. Same venue, even you made a mistake.
I know the guy that I met the friend before, his friends before, the day before as well. So when they're all there looking.
Not the, and with the gang, I would actually turn to sand. I would turn to sand. That's my worst nightmare.
Like, but in moments like that, you just got to own it.
You have to own it.
I feel like if you're going to be a baddie, you've got to be a baddie all the way. You've
I'm telling you. It. It's true.
There's no going back.
You've it's true. It's like, yeah, it. You know, guys are looking for me. Yeah. Are you surprised?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I now look good.
I've been watching the Sprinkle Sprinkle Lady.
Yeah, I'm not gonna actually coach me.
She teaches.
She's a good coach.
She's an educator.
But I stop watching her now.
Obviously, you found your Prince Charming. As for the rest of us that are still looking, I'm watching her. Coach. But she says that you have to date two or three guys at a time. I don't have the brain capacity.
I literally can't.
It is really hard, and especially like for you to have. I feel like for you to date two or three, you need to have two or three solid guys. But sometimes you only ever find one solid guy. You have one stupid boy.
You will never have three solid guys.
You have one solid and then the second one be stupid.
No, do you know what I mean?
He might be
fine. But I know guys do. Guys normally have like three girls on rotation. Like it's true. As in when she's acting out, oop, you've been dropped down next. As in like, I swear.
I feel like girls need to also have guys on rotation.
But girls are emotional.
That's the problem. And I'm also very hyper-focused. Like mm-hmm. if I like you, I will like you direct mm-hmm. at that time, at that moment, and then finish exactly. onto the next
guys
one.
Guys will like one person, but this thing might like, do you know what I mean?
You guys are in a relationship, you've met each other's parents, obviously we've seen it on the show, mm-hmm. but there was a conversation on Twitter recently that somebody said, I don't think your parents should meet your partner till you know this is the person you want to settle down with and get married to.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I personally agree.
Okay.
Only because even on the show, like when it was family day, I was literally like, shit.
Is that the first time you've...
Oh my gosh, no.
You wasn't feeling it?
Hell no.
Wow.
Because I was just thinking, why am I going to introduce my mom to a stranger?
It's true.
And I can't even vouch for it. And how many of them are there going to be? Every time I bring someone, she'll be looking at me like...
How many times?
Do you know what I mean? I feel like when it comes to your parents, it's for me, they're like sacred.
Yeah.
It's like not anyone can meet them. You've got to be real special to meet them.
Prior to locking, have you ever introduced anyone to your mum?
Unfortunately, yes. Once, and that was like the last time. Love Island happened on accident. If me and Lachlan were dating on the outside, like without Love Island, he wouldn't have met them, no. Like, no, he wouldn't have met them.
I've actually never introduced my mum to anybody.
I understand why.
What do you think? I honestly agree. I feel like, your parents are the last level.
They're the final boss. Like, you've made it.
But then again, I know some guys that their mum is in on it, mate. Like,
as in you're meeting my mum. The mums. As in they'll be smiling full teeth of every single girl. Because honestly, the mums...
The bubs are in on it.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy introduces you to his parents quickly, don't take it as nothing. Because he's probably done it to so many times. Like, I love it when I hear a bit of fear in a man's chest when he's like, oh my God, I'm like, I've never... Like, my mum, like, I like that. Because it's like, I know that if I do meet your mum or I do come to your house, it's a serious thing. But if it's a thing where it's like, oh yeah, come, my mum is there in the kitchen. It's like, you've done this before, honey.
Do you know what I mean?
You have done this before. But yeah, people are like, you know, it's important to build a strong foundation with your partner before introducing them to your parents. Some people were like, they need to know you earlier and what they think before you get committed. Do you know what?
It's your relationship.
You know what is interesting? Especially when, like, I don't know if you guys experience, when your parents actually like your partner, they will fight for them.
Oh yeah.
They will fight for them. So even like, and I don't know about your mum, but my mum is like, if I'm fighting anyone, it's my fault.
Same. Oh my gosh, same.
If it's me versus someone else, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter in what context, what happened, what your day fault. Of the, it's my fault. So my mum would always fight for my partner because
100%.
Her basis of it is just, I know what you're like. I know what you're like. There doesn't need to be any point evidence explanation. No, I know what you're like.
I agree.
So before we get to that place where you're fighting for somebody that's very stupid,
make sure you're sure. Yeah.
Make sure.
My kids introducing me to every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Please don't.
Like, I'll be like, no.
Have some class.
Like, wait for the real one. Do you know what I mean?
Agree.
I wouldn't want to meet them.
Agree. So, does Lockhead have a good relationship with your mum and vice versa? Because I always see you at the crib.
Yeah, I'll be in the crib, like, chilling. No, yeah. Our families are, like, very, like, same but different, mm-hmm. but very close-knit kind of family. Do you know
I
what
love
mean?
That.
So you've got that kind of understanding about each other.
I love that. I have a question. Obviously, we're going into marriage talking about engagement and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, how long do you think is a good time to be engaged with someone before you expect or that person pops the question?
But you mean how long is engagement process supposed to be?
No, I mean before it gets from boyfriend to girlfriend to engagement, how long do you think is a good time for you?
I think getting into a relationship no more than 6 months.
Okay.
Proposal no more than 3 years, 2-3 years.
Okay.
And then engagement should be a year or two.
Okay. That's a good timeline.
Yeah.
That's a good timeline.
Only because marriage is expensive. Like, so you got to give people some breathing space. But ideally, I would say engagement's 1 year.
Okay, cool. And what about that? The structure of that? So are you for, you get engaged to someone. Are you for then moving in with them?
No.
So you're going to be engaged to your partner, but you're not going to live with them?
No.
Why?
Because there's stages to the excitement.
Okay.
I want to be like in a marriage where like it's a new environment, everything new. It's literally a new chapter. Mm-hmm. We don't recognize the old chapter before the ring. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you live with someone, I don't see why a guy would marry someone that they've been living with for years.
Really?
Yeah, doing wifey things doesn't really scream, give me the ring. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you're saying that when you're married is when you should move in?
Yeah, in an ideal world. Well, for me personally.
For you personally.
Respect to one doing
but what
it.
If you find, like, my biggest fear, and I hear that because it's like, it's a new excitement, it's a new chapter. But I feel like you really get to know someone when you live with them.
Yeah.
So I'm scared that I'm gonna move in with my now fiance or now husband, and he's got traits or he's got habits that are just not banging.
But that's what marriage is about, is it not? Figuring out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes, isn't avoidance better than cured? What do they say? Prevention is better than cure.
Me personally, I'm the more traditional in that sense.
Okay.
I feel like there's stages to do things and I just wanted it properly. And I feel like if he's a good man, he'll wait and enjoy the process. But I wouldn't want to go into different stages in a rush.
Okay.
I'd rather like take the new chapter for whatever it's going to be. Just take it blindly and roll with it. It's exciting. If you're going to spend forever with someone, you might as well add some chapters in the book, you know?
Okay, cool. Right, let's leave the love thing to the side. Your love life is going phenomenal and I'm so happy for you, but your business life, your work life is even better. So you are relaunching your hair brand.
Yes.
Are you feeling about that?
Exciting, definitely exciting. But obviously like still like apprehensive, but exciting. Foundation wise, exciting.
Okay, amazing. Would you consider yourself to be an independent woman?
I feel like independence is a scam.
Agreed.
Babe.
I don't want to be dependent anymore.
I want to be dependent, in fact.
I want like to be
no, this whole independent strong woman, like it's a scam.
It's a scam.
I don't you lot, you keep that shit. I don't want it.
I want to be a baby girl.
Yeah, soft life.
I want to be a baby girl. I want to be.
I don't want to be strong and bold and hard and. I don't want it.
I have never felt a sentence so hard in my whole life. I have spent my whole life being taught independent babe, strong black woman. I don't want any more. I want to be a baby girl. I want to be a soft life, babe. I want to be pampered and look after.
I don't want to do it all by myself.
I don't.
Especially when I shouldn't have to. Why would I?
You don't have to. Like I think so. I remember like being in situations where even the fear of asking for help was just constantly in my spirit. Or like, even like, outside of relationship, working like with my manager, I found it very difficult
to ask for help
or to even relinquish control or even to be like, do you know what? I've got this. Can I? I'm like, no, it's fine.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
Even, I swear to God, there could be a man next to me and I could be carrying a TV and he'd be like, do you want help? I said, no, don't worry. And I will be packing the TV up. Like, that's how crazy independent I was. But now it's like, you have your own money, you have your own business, you have your own life and you still got it together, but also we're women.
Exactly, I want to be my feminine energy. I don't want to be lifting bricks for no one. Like, I want to be at peace.
At peace.
I don't want the struggle.
Honestly. Like,
keep that.
Seriously. So how does Lockie fit into the hair business? Has he been trying on the wigs and stuff for you? Give it.
No.
Are you using it as a wig head, straightening the wig head and stuff?
No.
It's just emotional support. He's just
definitely just emotional support. But I feel like we're both on our two separate journeys.
Amazing.
But I like that.
I think that's the best. That's the best relationship. Yeah. So, what secrets about the hair industry do you have that the girlies don't know about? Because honestly, the whole time I saw you, and again, this is the first season that's ever been done, where every episode, you never missed. The hair was always late. We've had some howlers in the past season. I must say, even me coming into this lockdown.
You're like,
house,
I'm one of them.
I'm scared. I'm scared to see
why
what.
Why are you scared though?
Because if my wig is shifting.
No, I'm literally trying to see if you'll see my lace. Like, I'm
trying to hide. No. Your hair is given. But honestly, like when you're there for like 1 week, 2 weeks, and you don't have your resources, on top of that, I'm not a hair girly. Like, I don't know how to do hair too tough. Mm. I'm only recently learning how to glue my wig. Last episode, I was cussing all the team because I was like, why is my legs lifting and no one ever told me? Like, what are the secrets that the girlies want to know about the hair industry?
I would probably say that, like, most hair is the same. There's only two types of hair.
Which one?
Mixed hair. And raw hair, like so, one donor hair, that's it.
So all the Brazilian, Cambodian, Jamaican, Irish.
Yeah, it's just like having a white t-shirt and H&M sell it, Primark sell it, but it's just different branding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, marketing's crazy.
Do you know what? That is actually a good one. I don't know. To be honest, yeah, when people are like Brazilian hair, Cambodian hair.
But it's like, who in Brazil gave you this hair? Like who? And if that's so, that would be raw hair if you cut off your head. Well, then why doesn't the hair not dye 613? Do you know what I mean? Why is Brazilian hair only dyeing ginger? Like, do you know what I mean? It don't make sense.
You know what? That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Before we finish up, I would love to play a game with you. So please stick around. And guys, refill the drink. Let's play. We're going to set up. Goodbye. Cocktails and takeaways. So we are back, and we are back with a very special game. So Whitney, we have a game in which we ask our co-host. Sorry, this always happens. We ask our co-host some cultural questions, and this is the cultural question.
I'm literally gonna fail.
Whitney, my good sister.
I don't know anything about the culture. Unless it's like real black history, then.
It's not black, not that culture, like just culture. Okay. Not the culture.
Oh, the not culture. The culture.
Yeah, not the culture. The culture.
Okay.
Whitney, are you smart?
Yeah.
That confidently you could say, like, yeah.
It doesn't matter how I do, I've got a computing degree, so argue yourself.
She said I went to school. She said I went to school. So the game is easy. We have six questions. You can only give me one answer. You can't tell me Bobby, Susie, Becky, Adam, Joseph. So The name of the game is, if you get the question right, I have to take the shot.
Okay.
If you get the question wrong, you have to take the shot. Now, in these six glasses, we have some sweet and delicious, yummy drinks, but we also have some trash, chaotic shots. We don't know I don't even know. We don't know what they're going to be, and whatever question it lands on is the one we take. It could be a good one. It could be a bad one. We're never going to know until we put it down our hole. So, with that being said, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Cool. Question number one. What date was the first episode of Love Island 2023 shown? When was the first time that we saw Love Island 2023? First episode.
Fifth of June.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah.
We've got the 5th of June.
Yes!
No, wait, I'm just reiterating your answer. I'm just reiterating your answer. Girl, we can't. We are locking in the 5th of June.
Is it not?
That is correct. Well done.
Yeah. You thought.
How did she get...
Because I know what day I went in.
Okay, so we've got some. Oh my god, it looks so cloudy.
Hey, hurry up, you've got a show to run. What is it? What is it?
It's lime juice.
Oh, that's not bad. I love lemon. Mm-mm. And limes. Lime's the original lemon, by the way. Lemon's the modified one.
Is it actually modified? Yeah. Oh, that was horrible. Nonetheless, that was horrible. Wow.
It's good for your immune system.
Thank you for that, Whitney. Thanks a lot. Right. Question number two.
Yeah, hit me.
Riddle. What's always found on the ground but never gets dirty?
Always found on the ground. Would it not be like soil?
What are you locking in?
Soil? Would it be soil? Isn't that dirt? Yeah, soil.
Okay, Whitney is locking in soil.
Is it not soil?
That is incredibly incorrect. The answer is a shadow.
Whatever, man.
So,
I'm a sore loser.
Right,
no.
Here. Not sure what it is.
But best of luck. That looks...
That's a lot.
I don't know what that is, but it doesn't look great. Okay. It's coconut water, right? Okay, so we have coconut water as the shot. You lucky lady. I definitely want Whitney to have a nasty one, but we will see. Right, question number three. Look at the you gave her electrolytes to get the answers more correct. Well done.
Go on, hit me.
Question number three. Guess the song.
Oh, I'm so shit at
music. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Burning through my darkest nights, you're the only one I want. Gravity can't begin to pull me to the ground again. Said again. I'll say it again. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Burning through my darkest nights, you're the only one that I want. Gravity can't begin to pull me to the ground again.
No. Adele.
What are you locking in?
Do I have to guess the song or the artist?
If you give me the song, I'll take it.
The artist.
No. No. No.
I don't know the song, but I feel like when you say it, I'm gonna be like, fuck.
You don't know?
No, I actually don't know.
So we've got no answer, and the answer is Beyonce. Sorry. This is getting ridiculous. Sorry.
Beyonce.
The answer is Beyonce Halo. Right, so we've got the shots here.
Eno, I'm gonna gag.
Apple cider.
Take the shot, she got it wrong. And not on top of that,
how acidic is this? It just burns me.
It's not going to burn you.
It's even burning my nose.
Take the shots. What was that?
Vinegar.
Malt vinegar.
It's not bad. I used to drink apple cider every day.
Oh, look at you, you skinny legend. I love that. You skinny legend. Go you, girl. Yeah. Drop those pounds. Big up you. Big up you. To be honest, you got it easy because I think the boys had a whole shot of that.
Yes, that's a little bit. That's all right.
Question number four. Which of these colors is not a primary color? A, green. B, blue. Or C, red? Gotta get answer.
What primary color even mean? I feel like.
So what is the answer that we are locking in?
It's definitely not blue. Cause is it blue? This is so bad. This is like a GCSE question.
Right, you've got 5 seconds and you're gonna have to give us something. 4, 3, 2, 1. Need an answer. Or you have to take the forfeit. Green? Are you locking in green?
But then surely not. Nature's green.
3, 2, 1.
Red.
You are locking in red.
Yeah.
C. Whitney's locking in red.
Suspense.
That is incorrect. The answer is green.
No!
Take the shot.
No.
Take the shot. Which one is number?
It's why it's good to trust your instincts.
You should have trust your instincts.
Like, honestly.
This one. So, we've got the next shot for you, sister. Yeah.
That's a big one. Oh, it is. I think it is.
Take the shot.
It's a big shot, though. Damn. It's giving me club.
It's a double.
Oh, gosh.
You've got to hit it back.
The days.
Hoochie mama.
Let's sing City Girls.
Okay. City Girls.
We were going to rap it.
Oh. Real ass bitch, give her a fuck, my nigga. Big hooker, 5, 4, 5, 6, the ass, that's on my ass, so he caught his pussy sticker. Fucking on the scammer, that's rich ass nigga. Perm, period. You ate that. She said, I need the ambiance. She said, I need the ambiance. You ate that. Question number 5. How many seasons of Love Island has there been?
Come on, 10. Our season was 10. Big 10.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is correct. Sorry, that was so easy.
Sorry, no. Not again. That's your own. Just be drinking your shot.
Which one is mine?
This one.
That looks good though. Aww. That looks like innocent.
It is innocent. Yeah. You know your shit, girl. Well done. I'm going to take the smoothie and...
Mm. Yeah, the colour's always like... Yeah, I mean...
It's a very strange colour.
Yeah, very distinctive colour.
Very distinctive. We've got one more shot. I'm scared at what that is. I can't lie.
Literally.
I'm scared at what that is.
It's a big shot as well.
Question number 6. Spell the word...
Spell. I'm drunk.
Spell the word necessity.
Ness. Surely it would be. Oh, it's the S and the C's. I'll be effing you up in it. N. E. That's definitely correct. And then Ness. Can I have pen and paper, please? This is hard.
You're the second person that's asked for pen and paper.
I need a pen and paper.
Can you just type, as she's doing it, type it so she can say it back.
I need to, like.
So you say it. Tia's gonna type it as you're saying it, and she'll say it back to you if you need to.
No, but you know something hits different when you
when you write, I mean? It, yeah.
When you write it, it's like, it's just like a different kind
Whitney,
of neuron.
What are you locking in for the last question?
Thank you.
Ain't you guys kind?
Thank you so much. N E.
Well, let's see.
No faithness.
Whatever you put on that paper, I'm taking it as
Ness. This is a trick, this doesn't look right. No, this is, do you know what? I forfeit. This is evidence that you're gonna use to scrutinize me.
Let me see what you should just. No. You should give it. You should
I'll
trust yourself.
I'll show you.
You should trust yourself. No, seriously.
Okay, Nessa. Oh.
Let's have
surely
a look.
Wait, this is an S before you try it.
Okay.
And then this is also an S.
Okay. I can't see.
No. No, this is a C. N, S. Right then. N. S. This is so bad. Nasa. Jeez. That looks wrong. I don't know.
Let's have a look. Let's see what we're locking in. Right, so.
I know
Whitney
it looks wrong.
Has locked in. She's put necessities, and it is N E C.
Wait, which one are you reading?
The bottom one. N E C S I T I E S. So that is what Whitney is locking in, and I can tell you,
it's definitely wrong.
That is incorrect.
What is the right way?
The right way is N-E-C-E-S-S-I-T-Y.
That was basically my first one. But I should have done the Y instead of the T.
Just drink the shots. Just drink the shots. Enjoy.
Ooh, it smells good, babe.
It might be a good one. We might have ended, have one. A happy ending.
But what is it? It's juice.
Oh, fabulous. What is it?
I don't know what I was fighting for.
We are ending with guava juice. We should have given her something that she deserved for that spelling.
Give me that paper back. Give me that paper.
Show it to the camera.
Go away.
This is witness.
Yeah, leave it. This
like is.
That.
A... No! Oh, it's upside down. This is the.
You know what? Spelling's actually not my strong point.
Do you know what? It's killing me because.
If you ask me maths, then I'll be like, yeah.
You would have given. Maybe we should have some maths questions
almost,
next time.
Yeah, me
that
and
would be lit.
Math questions.
Okay, next time you come, we'll have maths.
Yeah.
But with that being. Guy, with that being said, guys, we are going to close the show, but I want to say a huge thank you for Whitney for coming. Where do we find you on the internet?
On the internet, Whitney has a bio.
Purr! Browns. Everything.
I know why my name's Whit Browns.
Why is it Whit Browns?
My sister used to be obsessed with Chris Brown. And then when I made social media, I just copied her.
I love that. And big up Chris Brown. Guys, we are going to be back next week with another bad boy or another bad girl. But with that being said, have a phenomenal week. And we are motherfucking out. Woo!